Aklim Shel Netzorim. Now, what's going to be your Aklim Shel Netzorim? The Shel Bitzputz. These are the cloths that they use there. Rashi Sakoshim Esatapura Shel Chatzan and Biyakun Sovid. That they tie up the bundle of the Chatzan, that's the pits and Shel, they tie them up together. So it's made Shel Netzorim, this type of material, Shel Batzputz. Then Rashi says that means canvas. Is menagvon, you have to let it dry out. Rashi just dry it out. Why, like dry it out. Rashi says, shein and belenkar, these things are not absorbed at all. What's going to be shel shifa v'shagami, it is made in this type of material, maybe rubber or gami, then miyashtin, you have to let it stay old. You have to let it wait a while. Now, the kama miyashtin, how long do you have to leave it without using it? It says, yud beis chodesh, 12 months. You have to leave it and not use it from one like wine season to another wine season. From one olive season to another olive season. It's once a year. It's the same thing as 12 months. So there's a difference here between Chafrif v'Avli, between newer, young, fast ones and old ones. If it's exactly 12 months, no matter what it is, it's 12 months. Because you go both to the season, sometimes the season is earlier, it's less than 12 months. Sometimes it's longer, it's more than 12 months. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi said like this, what's going to be if you want to be metayer to use out your wine press right away? So, magilim b'reischon, the answer is pour boiling hot water over it. Be make hagola. Or you hold them in a zaysim, or else make boiling hot olive oil and pour that over it. Just let it stay under a faucet, under like a gutter, that the water is always dripping on it. Or else in a well like, that the water is flowing over it. Let it stay with the water flowing through it. Now, the kam oina, how long is it called an oina over here? Mashmi, you have to leave it there an oina, a period of time. How long? It's Gederach Shamar B'Yaynes, the same way we said by Yaynes, how long you have to let it soak in water. The same thing here also. Kach Omru is Kach Omru B'Tyrus, the same thing was said by Tyrus. So Moses Kapalai, just the opposite. B'Tyrus come in here, we're talking about Hilchos Tyrus. How long you have to let it soak to get the tumor out, to make it tor, so you can't tell me the same shear as Yaynes, that we're talking about Tyrus here. Ella means like this rather. That Gederach Shamar B'Tyrus, the same way we said by Tyrus, Hishno Kach Omru, the same way we said by Yaynes. The kamoino, how long does it have to soak in water? A day or a night, that's all. But not like we had before, a night, a laila, and half the day. Rab Chonin Shuna Vyamila, some say Rabbi Chonin Ba Shuna Amar Rabba Baba Chonin Rabbi Yechonon Chatzi Yom Vechatzi Laila. Also a 12-hour period, half a day and half a night. The Yomar Rab Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Leib, there's no machlekes over here. When did they say the day or the night? That we're talking about Nisan time of Tishrei, when the day and night are equal. They're both like 12 hours. So Kitta is a 12-hour period, either a day or a night. And that they say half the day and half the night, that's Hobbit's Kufa's Tamiz with Tavis. That's when the long nights in Tamiz, the long days in Tamiz, or else the Tavis, the long nights. So you can't just have a day or a night, it's too long. There it has to be half and half. So Chur Yisir Naina means 12 hours. How come here you say it means a night and a half a day? Like 18 hours. Samara says, Hochinami no, aim to say Gabani, the same thing also. It means to say it's Chatzi Yayim v'Chatzi Laila. That's what it means to say. Half a day and half a night, a 12-hour period. Ay, v'ho Laila v'Chatzi Yayim koma. Before we said it means a night and half the day, that's called the Yayna. El Arada means like this. Ilayla, the Nisan and Tishrei. We're talking about the nights of Nisan and Tishrei. Then talk, it's a night period of 12 hours. Or else, Echatziyem, Echatzilad of the Tavis for Thomas. Or else it means in the long days, the long nights, then it's talk half a day, half a night. Penachnami, the Oin is a 12-hour period. The boy said, we want to give you another answer. Know that over here by the Chasna, by the Bia, it's talk a night and half a day. You know why? Shani Ksubi by the Chasna, when they write the Ksubi, I'll tell you, the Magvi Botvei, the Chasna, it takes a long time till they sign, till they make up the Ksubi. So even though they have the chasna by night, they get busy until half the night. So you only have the rest of the half a night, so therefore noina would be half the night and half the day. Rav Shmuel, the Amitavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both say halacha. What's the halacha of our Mishnah? That the boy will be less mitzvah perish. That's all. Anytime they have chasna, where shikatana, where gedolom, that's the halacha that you only have right to make one beer, And if they see dam or they don't see dam, then the din is midrabban and she's tum and you have to be poirish. Moser Achizu Chizu asked the question, it says, Maisa before, v'nosun the Rebbe Dalad Leilus, mitoich Yud Beis Chodesh, we gave them four bias, not just on bia rishoyna, or Malay Rav, Rav said, listen, Adura Yapruch Lomli, you want to ask me questions, why look and ask questions from over there, oysa mi maspish, you should ask the question from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, you give longer than just bia mitzvah, prop by Ktan or by Naram, ashtich Yamaka Dalad Leilus, so how could you tell me now, you only have the first bia and that's all, not more, how could that be? Tamar says, whosoever he holds Maisa Rav, that's good to ask the question for this last Maisa, because that was a Maisa in action. He acted that way, Mashmat Alokal Maisa. But I call upon him, he called Malkam, the Rav Shmuel Kasher, Rav and Shmuel Hakka, they say, that La Maisa, you only have a right to live together once, to be a Smitsum. And after that, she has a Denida, our Mishnah says, not like that. Tamar says, Anachnami, Inu, the Abduk Rabbi Seinu. They hold Rav Shmuel Rabbi Seinu, all the time, they learn like this. Rabbi Seinu, Chozu Venim, they gathered together and made a psak. That the locher is now boil bilas mitzvah parish, that's all. That they only have a right to live together once, and then with the rabbanon we say it as if she has tumas nidom, and they can't live together afterwards until she has zayin, until she waits 7 days or zayin akim. Omar Ulus, Ulus said you should know, ki hevi bo Reb Yochanan v'shlokas b'tinoikis. When Reb Yochanan v'shlokas was learning out per tinoikis, le'veyamaski mineh le'kidamastik talim abekar, they didn't come out with too much, because there's less chumrah. They came out mamish the way Tala, a fox comes out in the day karva. Not too much, meaning to say, we passed this left halach here, that she only has bias mitzvah. So even though the Mishnah does not say like this, but we're machma, this Rabbi Seinu. Rashi says, Tala means shul, the way the fox, we be karva, minamachrisha, from a field that's already plowed, you can't pull out too much from that. Well, Mishnah Bohoch, when they finished our prayer, they ended off like this, that the halach is a boil, be the mitzvah first, that's it, they have right to live together once, then they have to be Purish. Oh, Malay Ravad Ravash, Ravad Ravad said Bat Ravashi. Elamayat is so, thou nefesh lo yigmar vi Yosef. You're afraid the taka that you're in the first beer, she's going to see dam and dam nidom. So, thou nefesh then should not be machmen, not to finish off the beer, not to see dam. Oh, Malay said, yeah, we can't tell them, because in came of soul, even like for Purish, his heart will start bothering him and he won't be boiled altogether. He'll be afraid maybe she'll be a nidom. So, Vadi, we tell them, no, you're allowed to finish off the whole beer. Just after that bia, Lamaisa, even though you don't see dam, whether you do see dam or don't see dam, Midrabana knows she has a tumas nida. That's a loch Lamaisa. By the first bia Rishona, we say the first night if she was a psula, she never had bia before this, so then we say, Asakhshash, that maybe they'll mix up between dam nidis and dam psulim, so Xeria, she's always tummy. Turn around, not like this. For kulam, shoyesh afaz dam, and he should have a flow of blood. Oh boy, it's me toch da leilois liacha da leilois, like in the middle of the four nights, after she finished the beer the first four nights, the dinner, the Mishnah, by an hour that Basil says the lot live together four nights, if she had a flow of dam from the four nights to after the four nights, or else me toch alayla liacha alayla, if she already had rosa before that she only has the first night, so she was seeing dam from the first night onwards, the locher is kulam tzricha lived like a satsman, they have to make a big, they have to check themselves out. Over Kula in all these cases, the end of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Meir Machme Kadib Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Meir Taka was Machme like Beshama Shita, that she has the more Chumadik Shita, not the Kula. So Rashi says, Matochla Leilis means a Leiros, which she didn't see before with Beisavia. Or else, Matochla Leilishana Beisavia, Srichat Livdaik. Shein Saim Chalon, we're not Saim Mechoyel Beshefa, since she's seen Dam, Midam Sulamu. We don't say that. There's one throw would be that since she's seeing a flow of dam, the since it's still from the middle of the four nights, it's dam basulim. That we don't say. But rather, we have to make a bdika to see if the color's changed or not. But we'll soon see there's a difference between the color of dam basulim and dam nidus. But in all the case of the Mishnah, Reb Meir's mach with Rebbe Shammai. Rashi says it means lektana shioni as dalad leilus, mik within the Mishnah. That's richa bdikim shafas mitterdal liachadalad. For Sharayis, all the other cases, Rashi Eched Yenis Shefas, where she doesn't have a flow of dam. Now between Shebe Shammu and Beis Hillel, Holachacha Mara Domim. Then Ramey says we have to make a bdik and see what color the blood is. Sure, Ramey used to say, Mara Domim Mishunim Hein. Colors of the blood change. Zem is there, one from the other. Kate, so what does that mean to say? Dam Nida Odom, the blood of Nida Tak is red. Dam Besulim Adarab Besulim Zeno is not red. Dam nidazim, the blood of a nidazim smells. Dam besulam enazim, the blood from besulam does not smell. Damnida bomina makor, this pshita, damnida comes from the womb, that's where it's tummy. Dam sulam bomina stomach comes from the sides. So therefore it's different color, it looks different. So mayel, you can make a bdika and tell and see where the dam came from. Om Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yechonon, so Divrei Meir, this was a Rabbi Meir. Avachom HaMechom say no, Komara Do Machasen, you don't have to make a bdika, we can't tell, all the bloods look alike. And therefore we have din of the Mishnah that 4 nights Amuto, Aschech Yamake, or the first Laila. That's Mika din of the Mishnah. Like we said before, Alok LaMaisa, we held with Machmir, that after the first Bia Rishonah, she has a din of Anita. Tan Rabbanan, what about this? What's going to be an Isha Roya Da Machmas Tashmish? She sees, she lives with her husband, and she sees Dam because of the Tashmish. So Lachur is Mishameshes Parm Rishoyin Ushniya Shlish. She has the right to live together with her husband once, a second time, and a third time. If the last 3 times they lived together, she saw Dam each time. So Mekan Vela, from now on, was Leit Tishamish, she can't live together. Mekan Vela Leit Tishamish, Yashit Tzgarish. With this husband, she can't live anymore, because she's like Zuchsak to see Dam Machmas Tashmish. Therefore, it's rich, she has to have a get, she can't live together without a get. Alright, this is a big sugar. We'll continue on the next tape. Dav Samech Vov Klo about what she has to do if she's Huchsik to be Roya Machmas Tashmish. We are holding Dav Samech Vov Hamad Aleph. Again, the top left bryce was that her Roya Dav Machmas Tashmish in the middle. So if an Isha sees Dam every time she lives with her husband, she sees Dam, so it happens 3 times, so it's said that she's a huchsak to be a Roya Machmas Tashmish, and so far the loch was that she has to have a get from the first husband.